Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This to send the Packers into the NFC Championship game. It is good! The Packers are moving on! Aaron Rodgers has done it again! And Mason Crosby, a hero for Green Bay.
What a kick it was. The hero, Mason Crosby, joins us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's, highlight courtesy of Fox. Catch Mason and Mitch Thunder now. It's weekday mornings from 9 to 11. Their show brought to you by Verizon. Follow Mason on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. Mason, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me on. I never get old hearing that highlight.
That's a great highlight. No doubt. No doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about the announcement that happened earlier today on your show. Second hour, you had Brian Lammy on, your marketing agent. Tell us the big news.
Yeah, yeah. So a little surprising with just a recent retirement happening this spring, but just an awesome honor to be going into the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame this summer. So on July 24th, I will be accepting that great honor with Joe Thomas and Ernie Johnson. So I can't say enough how special this is. The fact that I got to play for the Green Bay Packers for 16 years, be a staple in the state of Wisconsin, and just obviously continuing my journey as in the radio space and through so many different charitable organizations in that great state, it means the world to me and my family.
So, what other Hall of Fames are left for you now, man? I mean, we got the Radio Hall of Fame eventually at some point. You'll probably be in. Then does Colorado have their own Hall of Fame for football?
They do, and nothing coming from that, but who knows now? Now that that I've officially hung up the cleats, I feel fortunate that this spring I was able to have a career where I was even able to kind of announce a retirement and just have some of that little bit of fanfare around that. So all that other stuff, the Hall of Fame things and those accolades and stuff like that, it's just kind of gravy on top. And, just to be recognized in that space just means the world. So we'll see what happens. I have my picture up in my high school, but I don't know if I'm in any sort of Hall of Fame or even if they're doing anything like that. And then we'll see if Colorado ever comes knocking as well.
I'm kind of irritated right now. I'm kind of mad. You kind of made me mad. I'll be honest. I don't understand. So they're going to go and retire a jersey of Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter before Mason Crosby gets his just due in Colorado? What is that all about?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting topic right now. And it is it's a little surprising in the sports world, and you know, kind of everybody that's been a Colorado fan and kind of been part of that organization and that that university for a long time. I think there's some probably not quite understanding what the thought process is there. Because
I know the thought process, Mason. He's making sure he's taking care of his two guys before they get to the NFL. Because if they don't play well in the NFL, nobody's going to agree to do any of this at Colorado.
And if he's, I don't know. Yeah, maybe writing's on the wall. It's I would say this year above all else, like, you know, they had some success last year, but without Shedeur there, without Travis Hunter, without kind of his guys that he brought with him, over there to CU, the pressure's all on Prime now to, you know, run an program and get guys that are not, kind of not his guys that came with him to get that thing back on track. So, maybe there's some pressure to get them in, have their numbers retired before. You know, he goes somewhere else or something else, and they don't get their due notice down the road. But retiring a number is a really big deal, so it is a little surprising that that's happening literally before they've even stepped foot in an NFL locker room. But that's Prime does it different. He's changed the culture. He's done some amazing things. And this one is a little bit of a head scratcher at this moment.
He's Mason Crosby going in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame with Joe Thomas, of course, the Hall of Fame left tackle. Ernie Johnson, of course, know him from NBA Inside NBA on TNT. The host there with Charles Barkley and Shaq and all those guys. So those three guys all going in July 24th. Looking forward to that. Follow Mason on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. Of course, check out his show weekday mornings brought to you by Verizon from 9 to 11 with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Before you came on, we were talking about a piece that Tom Silverstein wrote in the Journal Sentinel this afternoon talking about Jaire Alexander and the fact that, you know, they thought they were close to a deal by Jaire essentially wouldn't redo his contract to help the team that was going to be giving up the compensation to get Jaire get the deal done. And it doesn't appear that he's willing to take a said pay cut or move money around in order to help out the Packers get a deal done at this point. Are you surprised by this?
You know, I wear two hats, in this space now where it's like from the player's perspective, I think from his point of view, I think that's kind of he holds a little bit of power there, right? Like his contract is what it is. Like, if the Packers want to move on from him, they're going to just have to move on and release him. If they can't get a trade or a deal done where someone wants to take the contract that he has and work from there, like it's his prerogative just to kind of hold fast and see what happens, right? So, because if the Packers release him, then he gets to choose, he gets to choose or have a little more option on where he might want to go, if teams come calling. So from a player perspective, that's probably the right choice. It's interesting that all of those pieces were kind of in play to try to move him on. I did not hear this yet, so that is very interesting that he, there was already some sort of deal that was trying to get worked there. But from a player perspective, I would say kind of force the hand, right? It's like, well, you're either going to keep me around and this is like what I'm playing for, or you're going to have to release me and, eat that dead cap, eat the cap number, and I'll go try to sign somewhere else that I choose to go to.
Now, we also have another story, Mason Crosby, that happened a little bit earlier today, which is Jalen Ramsey, the corner for the Dolphins. Yes. And the Dolphins have agreed to try and work out a deal to get him somewhere else because he apparently is looking for more money and so forth. He has 4 years left on his deal. Now, according to Silverstein, at $25 million, Ramsey wouldn't be worth keeping.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Keeping around, unless he was obviously a starter at that point. But at age 30, he's not playing his all-pro level anymore, but the Packers would only have to take on an additional $2 million in cap obligations. The Packers then could move on from Ramsey after 1 year with no cap ramifications, even though there are 4 years left on his deal. I said before you came on, I'd make that deal in a heartbeat. Jair for Ramsey straight up. I'm cap. I don't have any cap ramifications after this year. If I move on from Jalen Ramsey, I tell Jalen Ramsey, look, dude, this is the deal. It's a make it or break it year for you, right? We're cutting you no matter what. You have an all-pro year, you're getting cut. You suck, you're getting cut. You get hurt, you're getting cut. No matter what happens, you're getting cut. But if you think you can be an all-pro again, here's your one chance to go get a mega deal for your last contract by balling out this year and a DB-friendly defense of Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good idea. But you're saying a one-for-one trade with sending Jair down there to Miami, right? Like, so what?
Correct.
If they don't want to pay Jalen Ramsey, like, what kind of, you know, they're going to have to take on Jair's contract.
But they
correct?
Don't want to pay Jalen Ramsey more, apparently, is
so
the
they
deal.
Don't want to extend him and give him more money.
They don't want to redo his deal, correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's interesting. I think I just can't see the Packers having that clear of a conversation where it is like, we want you to come here, but we're going to, like, it's basically you're one and done, like,
yep,
regardless of what happens. Just in all my time up there in Green Bay, I've just never seen that kind of conversation come down. They usually want guys that are going to be culturally set, and they're going to come in and they want to, like, be, you know, step into, like, the Packer organization and do it the Packer way. And, you know, kind of, you know, put themselves into what that organization is trying to accomplish. So for me, it just, I'm not sure if Jalen Ramsey is that type of fit, but yes, if you're looking at kind of what he can bring and, like, his skill set and the probably, yes, more availability than what Jair has shown, it's not a bad thought for sure. But my hope is actually that they figure out a way, if they want to move from Jair, to do it in the draft. And I've been seeing a lot of projections where they go and get that, is it Jada Barron?
Correct.
From Texas. I mean, that's not a bad option as well. I've said all along, though, you draft a corner, you keep Jair one more year and you develop that guy to be the next stud of your defense, of your secondary.
See,
and you just roll this thing one more year.
See, you're thinking like me and you don't even know it. That's what I was selling. I was selling Jalen Ramsey for a year to be a mentor to whoever you take, your one or two cornerbacks that you take in this draft. They sit behind him and then they take off after that one year. My thing is, and I think you agree, because I think you and I were both on the same page, which is we don't really want to lose Jair to begin with. So if you're going to lose Jair, I don't want to lose him for nothing. Like, that's my biggest thing out of this whole thing.
And you know that's, like, obviously, like, if they almost had a deal done, Jair didn't want to take the deal that this other team and, like, you know, like, rework his contract. Totally understand that. For Jair's leverage, it's like, he knows that the Packers don't want to just, like, release him without any kind of compensation back, because they know healthy, and when he's on the field, he's one of the best, you know, corners in the league, especially, like, available corners that would be out there on the market. So, they're just kind of in the stalemate, and, you know, if they are going to make a move with Jair, it has to be to get someone else's, you know, veteran piece, and then yes, you draft the next corner that you want to develop and be the guy down the road. I don't think you can go into this season with, without another number one type cornerback that you feel really confident with being on that edge and taking out that number one wide receiver for other teams.
All right, he is Mason Crosby. Check out his show, brought to you by Verizon. Him and Mitch Thundernellis, weekday mornings from 9 to 11. And he is going into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame coming up on July 24th with the Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, the left tackle, former Badger and Cleveland Brown, and, of course, Ernie Johnson from Inside the NBA on TNT. That is one heck of a Hall of Fame class, and I am looking forward to July 24th, Mason Crosby. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun weekend. We started off with that, and then we go to my Border Brouhaha charity softball event, and then the next day is the Wisconsin Hall of Fame golf event at Lake Geneva. So it is going to be a fun into July, and I can't wait for it to get here.
Have you figured out exactly what the plan is for Tommy and Mitch with the softball? Like, is Tommy going to be the catcher, the ball boy? What is he going to be exactly?
Well, he says, you know, he can, as long as he doesn't have to run and move and do, like, the sports activities. So, yeah, I think catcher. And then, you know, we're just hoping he'll hit some dingers and, get some hits for us. But it sounds like maybe it just has to be home runs or nothing. Because it's not like he's going to, he doesn't feel like he's going to be, you know, running the bases and being effective there.
So, I'm sure if we put some alcohol at each base, he'll figure out a way to get to it.
We'll
put a beer at first base, maybe a Jack and Coke at second. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Well, and then, you know, the next push is, you know, with our, with all these shows and all the stuff is like, trying to get the word out, for, you know, the Colorado Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And, you know, some of these things, you know, let's get the ball rolling.
I just had an idea. This is what we need. Charlie, are you with me?
I'm listening.
We need, because he redid that Terang deal to be 20 games at any point. What we need here, Mason, is that 20-gamer to happen, 20-game hit streak to happen between now and the Brouhaha Border Battle softball game, and then we have him get the tattoo during the event.
During the game.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's
better than Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
That would be insanity. Yeah, that's definitely the hope. We got
yes.
The ring has to get the 20-game hit streak before July
26th. For your thing. Right, exactly. And then we do the tattoo right there while the softball game's going on.
Right on home plate. I love it.
Yeah, put it right on his cheek. It'll be nice. Mason, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.